Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We praise God for you and thank God for you being here with us tonight. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory first and foremost, and thank him for his presence. Thank him for his power. Thank him for the blood of Jesus Christ and our salvation in him. God is a good, good God, and he's good, hallelujah, all the time. We thank you for tuning in and for our listening audience, and we pray that you all have had or are having the start of a wonderful and blessed week. Excuse me. We give God the glory for you. Thank you for taking time out of your evening this evening to tune in to study with us God's all-sustaining and all-powerful word. We have the minister of the hour tonight, Minister Jasper Whitehurst. He's going to bring a message that is entitled, God's Word, Don't Give Up. God's Word, Don't Give Up. And we thank God for anointing him afresh, and that we just pray that our hearts and minds and ears, spiritual eyes are open to be able to receive. We pray that God's word goes forth as we know it will and will not return void, but will accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish, because that is God's promise. Hallelujah. Also, we want to take the time out to thank those of you that help to financially support this kingdom work. We don't take that for granted. And those that tune in on a regular basis, those of you that are tuned in tonight, we just thank God for you supporting this ministry, supporting this kingdom work, and all that God is doing through new seasons and seasons of purpose. We give God praise and honor and glory for you as well. I also wanted to announce, get ready. We are in the process of planning what we're calling our TNT program. What is TNT program? That's Thanksgiving and Testimony. Thanksgiving and Testimony. This program will culminate on Monday, November the 29th, which is the fifth Monday of this month. We'd like to know if you have a testimony that you want to share with our listening audience of the goodness of God in your life. We want to hear it. Not only do we want to hear it, we love to put you on the TNT Thanksgiving and Testimony program, because the Word of God tells us, and they are won by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So we will be reaching out to those that are a part of our listening audience and ministers as well to ask if you would be willing to be a guest on this TNT program and share your testimony. Somebody needs to be able to hear as we're celebrating this Thanksgiving season and, by the grace of God, getting ready to close out this 2021 year. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. They're going through right now. Many people are going through right now, and they need to be able to hear your testimony and know how good God has been to you, because we know that God is not a respecter of persons and what he's done for one, hallelujah, he will do for another and do again and again. And so I wanted to share that with you, of course, on the fourth Monday of the month, which will be the 22nd. We will have our Sweet Hour of Prayer program, by the grace of God, in which we lift up prayers for our families, nations, communities, and for the world. And we want you to be able to join in. And not only that, join in and invite someone else to join in as well. Invite someone else. Invite a friend that needs to be able to hear about the word of God and needs to be able to hear that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that indeed our God is alive and Jesus Christ is alive and doing well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of everything that may be going on around us, we know that our God is still in full control. And we give God all the praise. Let's go ahead and go before God in prayer tonight. And then the next voice that we will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, bringing forth the word for the evening. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you all the praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord. We thank you for your presence with us, Father God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you love us so much, Lord, that you gave your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that all we have to do is just believe and repent of our sins and believe in and on him, and we shall be saved. Thank you, Lord God, for your plan of salvation through the precious blood of Jesus Christ that allowed us to be restored back to you, Father God, that we don't need to have a man to speak on our behalf, but we have right relationship with the Lord, that we, Lord, can stand before you, Heavenly Father, and make our requests and petitions known, knowing that you care for us, Father God. Yes, we love you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor and the glory. And thank you, Lord, for this time of study in your word. Now we ask that you anoint the man of God afresh, Lord God. Allow him to speak forth your word with clarity, with understanding, with power, and with anointing. And we will be certain to give you, Lord, all the praise, honor, and glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise God. God, honor, glory to God, to the saints, to the people of God. Amen. This day, to my wife and family, Lord, we thank God for that. Lord, we thank God for your protection, for your provision. Lord, thank God for your Holy Spirit to lead, God, direct our path, Father, to bring forth your word, to clear to your understanding, Lord, to be a blessing to those that fear the world tonight, Father. We thank you for that in this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Praise
we're
going
to fill up the word of God. We're going to go to the book of Proverbs, amen, coming from the King James Version, the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6.
Amen. Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. And the word of God tonight reads, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and a long life and peace shall they add to thee.
What a blessing.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee.
Mm-hmm.
Bind them about thy neck and write them on the table of thine heart. So shall thy find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord. Yes, Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
Yes.
And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways,
mm-hmm.
acknowledge him, and he shall.
Yes.
Direct that path. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. To God
Amen.
Be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. So the topic for the night is God's word. Don't give up. God's word.
Hallelujah.
Don't give up.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. What and who can we count on in the day and time you're living in now? What and who can we count on? Amen. We can count on surprises in life. Amen. You can count on surprises now. From day to day, you can count on some kind of surprise in life.
Mm-hmm.
Surprises with our family.
Some unexpected.
Surprises with the job.
Mm-hmm.
Surprises in changes.
Mm-hmm.
Surprises in business. Maybe your business. Surprises in promotion. Or like the other. Surprises in that appointment you had, you thought you had. Surprises in with people, every day. Surprises with hardship for a season, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise in administration.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise in relationships. Surprise in opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Surprises in your transportation. You might change it. You might have a car, don't have a car, maybe in the shop or something. You might catch a bus or a train. Surprise in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise in your bank account. Surprise in that app.
Mm-hmm.
And surprises the unforeseen events of life. Amen. So many surprises out there. Just pick one. So who can we count on? Mm-hmm. Who can we count on, saints? Who can we count on? Who can we depend on? Who do you trust? Who do you trust? Trust your Nike shoes?
Almighty.
Trust your Starbucks? Trust your latte? It tastes good. This is not a one call that all program here. Amen. We learn to trust. We can trust in God Almighty. Yes, we can. Yes, we can count on God. To be our own time God, amen. We can count on God to do what is good, what is right for us. We can count on God and stand on his holy word. Amen?
Yes.
With your AFAP, I'll give you some acronym tonight. With your AFAP in place, AFAP means always say a prayer. Always say a prayer. Big or small, no prayer too small, no prayer too big, that God can't handle. Always say a prayer for, there is a friend that stay closer than a brother, a good brother. And some brother is not good. But there's a friend that closer than a brother. Amen. Also, God is a way maker. Mm-hmm. Can you identify with that? Can I witness that the other day? God is all-powerful. He's all-knowing. God is faithful. God is a promise keeper. He's a miracle worker. Mm-hmm. He's compassionate, praise God. Thank God for that. He is a future and divine destiny. He has a future and divine destiny plan for your life. Amen. Mm-hmm. According to Jeremiah 29:11. Yes, he does. The truth of the day. He has divine destiny plan for your life and for my life. Amen. For your children, children, children's life. And be obedient to the word of God. With God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Amen? Amen. All things. So with God, we can trust in him. We can stand on his word. And we can trust him from the beginning to the end. Because he is the Alpha and Omega. And the bright and morning star, praise God. So we learn to trust in God. And I learned to trust in Jesus as well. So those two are one. We thank God for the word tonight. Thank God for that. My introduction to God's word, don't give up. Amen? God's word, don't give up. Number one, keep us on the path of righteousness. What are you talking about? By knowing and obeying God's word, God's living word, God's powerful word, and then the word of Almighty God, the word of Yahweh, amen, the word of Elohim, the word of I am, the word of Jehovah, praise God, the word of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the word of God today, the same word. In Proverbs, from Genesis to Revelation, that same word. In order for God to direct one path, a person must be doing whatever he or she already knows to be right in obedience to God's word. Obedience activates God's promises for your life, for my life. Say that again. Obedience to God's word activates God's promises in your life. God's blessings in your life. God's benefits in your life. Amen. God, your obedience, your faith in your obedience activates that to God's word. Amen. And God's going to respond to that.
Amen.
He's going to respond to you. He's going to respond to your faith in that. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you got to have a mustard seed of faith. That's all it takes to move mountains. You move what you need in your life. All it takes, God said, all it takes a mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's all it takes. For salvation, for your grace, all it takes a mustard seed to save your soul. Jesus only paid the price for it. All it takes is your faith, and God gives you that. He gives everyone a measure of faith, praise God. Mm-hmm. So you have faith to do what God called, commanded you to do. Amen.
Yes.
God strengthens the faith of those who are righteous in Christ Jesus. He strengthens your faith. They will have no fear of bad news. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
They will trust in the living God and his holy word. And because the holy word, that daily bread. That's your spiritual word. That's your daily food, praise God. That's your spiritual word. That's your food you take and digest daily. The word of God. You meditate upon it. Amen. You have your supplication upon that word. Amen. There's your spiritual food. There's your spiritual strength in that word of God. Amen. When you are weak, God has you to be strong. David can attest to that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When you are weak, you can be strong in that word, the word of God. Who are the righteous, you say? Who are the righteous? Can you identify them? Do they wear a cross on their forehead? Do they walk? How can you identify who are righteous? These who are we have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you all. Though we have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, praise God. Though they have been born again by the power of the Word of God, we receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Those are ones that seek to let Jesus live through their life here on earth. Amen.
Amen.
2:20. Those are the ones that know Christ as the Lord and Savior. They receive him as the Lord and Savior. Amen. Are led by him by the Holy Spirit, praise God. For the just shall live by bread. No, the just shall live by faith. Amen. The just shall live by faith. But this is our daily walk in Christ. This is our daily bread from day to day. This is our daily strength. He strengthens us. He guides us. He directs us. That word of God, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God in Christ Jesus. So it's a daily walk. We are led by the Spirit. Amen. And we obey the Spirit of God. If you know God, if you know us, Jesus said, the sheep shall know the shepherd, and they shall know his voice. Amen. Other ones, they shall not follow the false shepherd. They shall not follow them. But this year, honor and obey God, follow his word. Yeah, Galatians 2, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And tell me the word tonight, the word of God, don't give up. Go ahead.
Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ.
It's Paul talking. Apostle Paul. Go ahead.
Nevertheless,
my God,
I live.
Uh-huh.
Yet not I.
Yes.
But Christ.
Who?
But Christ.
Amen.
Liveth in me.
My God.
And the life which I now live.
Uh-huh.
In the flesh.
Yes.
I live by the faith of God.
What? Of God?
I live by the faith.
By the faith of God, not by your
Son of God.
Not by your own strength, by your work. That's not going to do it. But by the faith of God.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
Faith working by love. That love. Mm-hmm. I got the love. Unconditional love of God. Amen. When we're yet sinner, Christ died for us. When we're yet without sinner in the world, God love. There's many songs talking about the love of God. Many songs written by the love of God. She's been writing it today. That love of God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for that, Lord. We thank God for the strength, power, nevertheless, he walk in Christ. He trust God. So he walk in Christ through the mission and all the things he did. Bring up training book, most of the New Testament. His love for Christ grew stronger than before. Amen. Mm-hmm. Day by day, he grew. He was changing from glory to glory. We're supposed to be changing from glory to glory. We're supposed to have increased our faith from day to day. And we walk in God, meditate upon God's word, study God's word. We abide in us and we abide in him. That word of God is strength. It's an enduring word, praise God. It's a transforming word. It transforms our mind, our heart, our spirit. It molds and shapes us to what God wants us to be from day to day. It strengthens us as a child of God from day to day in the word of God. And also know that if you're not in Christ, you don't understand what I'm talking about. First, you got to know Jesus and your Lord and Savior. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart.
Amen.
That God has raised him from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Thus shall thou be saved. Amen. For with the heart man believeth into righteousness. Not your own righteousness. You don't have no righteousness. Our righteousness is put to rest. But in Christ Jesus, we have righteousness in and through him by faith. Amen. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
It's the tongue in your mouth, that tongue in your air. You can speak it. You can use it for what you need to use for. Amen. Speak life. Amen. So to speak salvation through Christ, by confessing, believing, have faith in that. That Jesus died for your sin. You see him as your Lord and Savior today. And you go on and do what God called you to do for him. By grace are you saved. And not that of yourself. It is a gift of God. Amen. It's God's gift. It's God's free gift. Jesus paid the price for it. You had to pay for it. You had to go buy it and purchase it in the world. They don't have it. Amen. It comes from Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It comes from him. Then you receive that gift. It's all been paid for by God, divine grace, praise God. Oh, that grace. The divine grace of God. Amen. It never runs out. It never runs dry. Thank God for his enduring mercy as well. Thank God for his love and kindness towards us. That he keep us in God and direct us. And thank God for it. There's no greater salvation. It's already great. Through Christ, what he's done for us already. Not a word that any man should boast.
Amen.
You find this in Romans 10:9-10, and also Ephesians 2:8-9. But that is the transforming power of Almighty God. Amen. Have faith in God. Obey God's word and don't give up. Learn to taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him, or woman, that trusted in him, according to Psalm 34:7-9. But we thank God for that word. We thank God for who he is. Learn who he is for yourself. Taste and see. Grow and develop your spiritual development in Christ Jesus by studying and meditating upon the word. And also, by faith, come out here and hear the word of God. On tonight, you should hear the word of God tonight. You should increase your faith in him by hearing this word on tonight, praise God. Amen. Where the situation you find yourself in, God got an answer for you. Amen. Learn that God will do what he says he's going to do. Amen. God will do just what he says he's going to do. Learn to trust in him and abide in him, that he will abide in you, in your life, in your circumstances, what you're about to go through on this hour. Amen. And I don't catch God by surprise. God bigger than your circumstances. Praise God. Number two, draw us into fellowship with the faithful. What do you mean? Draw us into fellowship with the faithful, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not to forsaken and assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some, amen, but exhortation one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. That comes to Hebrew chapter 10, 24-25 verses, New King James Version. But we thank God for that. Learn God's not forsaken ourselves, feeling ourselves good. Yes, we want to be safe. Yes, we want to be careful in these days and time we're living in. Pandemic, all this going on. But God done it before, he can do it again. He ain't God for a pandemic. He been there before. Amen. He know how to guide us through what we're going through. Praise God. He know how to guide you through, navigate you through what you're going through. Amen. If we are believers in Christ, if we are followers in Christ, if we are disciples in Christ, if we are part of the fivefold ministry, praise God, if we are ambassadors for Christ, and we have a responsibility for one another, for our brother and our sister. Amen. Mm-hmm. To love one another, to share one another's burden, praise God. It's unto good work for the body of Christ. For the body of Christ, amen. For the Christian believer, your life that you live from day to day, amen. Your fellowship with one another, amen. And true believers in Christ, you should look out for one another. Yes, be safe, but learn to pray, amen. Learn to pray, learn to trust God in the midst of all what you're going through. But there are various platforms that can assist you. We got mobile telephone, praise God. We got a laptop, praise God. We got YouTube. We got Zoom. We got television. We got broadcast, praise God. We got cameras. We got on. We got Revlon. We got all kinds of things, too, we can use to help us. We have to grow in Christ, to look out for one another, to check on one another, to make sure we encourage each other. Amen? Mm-hmm. Let God, I want you to encourage each other, one another, in this day to walk in Christ Jesus. Amen? So to look on one another, to be in a fellowship, amen, and to stay in touch with each other. Amen? And you're in the fellowship of the brethren, of the sisters, of the mothers, of the fathers. Amen? It's important for us to do that thing. And another acronym, KISS. Amen? Keep it simple, saint. Love God, love people, praise God. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Yes, we should be an active member of a local church. Yes, we should. Of the body of Christ. Learn to be united in that. Amen? God commands to do that. With fellow believers, amen, into one body, into one church. But yes, into a community of believers around the world, not just here in next door, but around the world, you'll be unified in that, in the body of Christ, in that format that God has given to us, amen, with fellowship, amen, with unity, amen, with encouragement, praise God, with spiritual gifts, praise God, and with indwelling of the Holy Spirit, amen, doing what God calls you to do, to go that mission work, amen, to the world. Amen. To the battle of Christ, believers, unbelievers. Amen. The battle of Christ becomes stronger and more mature, praise God. And every member participates in what God called commands to do upon your life. Amen.
Amen.
And you connect, and you learn to connect to your spiritual growth and your development in the things of God. Praise God. And another acronym, BAB2O. BAB2O. Be a blessing to somebody other than yourself. Be a blessing to somebody other than yourself, saint. Be a blessing. Is your neighbor or someone next door or someone next on your job? Where do you have to be? Be a blessing to someone next door other than yourself, praise God. Amen. You might go down the street from him. But be a blessing to someone else. Amen. Not just keep it to yourself. Be a blessing to someone else. Ephesians 4, 11. But be a blessing to someone else. Apostle Paul talk about this. Other people talk about this. Elisha talk about this. People, God talk about this. Learn to be a blessing to someone else other than yourself. Amen? Learn to be a blessing. Don't keep it to yourself. Share the benefit. Take your benefit back. Share the blessing. God going to bless you even more. You're not going to keep it to yourself. But share that blessing. We're talking about fellowship of the brethren. Amen, on tonight. Fellowship of the brethren. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 13.
And he gave some apostles.
Amen.
and some prophets.
Yes.
And some evangelists.
Go ahead now.
And some pastors and teachers.
Yes, he does.
For the perfecting of the saints.
Still do.
For the work of the ministry.
Amen.
And for the edifying
for
of the body of Christ.
For what now?
The edifying.
The edifying to build up. Amen.
Of the body of Christ.
Praise God.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Amen. We all come to the unity of the faith.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's put a little bit in. Go ahead.
Unto a perfect man.
Yes.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen. The fullness of Christ. Amen. God gave his fullness in dispensation of grace. Now he wants us to get in the fullness
Amen.
Of Christ through his word, through his spirit, through the fellowship, through his unity, through the strength of one another, through our brother, through our sister, through the word of God, to help out each other, to check on one another, to encourage each other. Praise God. Amen. Everybody encouraging one another.
Mm-hmm.
David had to encourage himself. Sometimes you had to encourage yourself in faith sometimes, depending on what you're going through, depending on the circumstances, depending on what's happening. Amen. Sometimes you have to do that. From time to time, that's all right too. But sometimes we do that to be there for one another, to look out for one another, to
yes.
check on one another, amen?
Yes.
To check on each other and see what's going on, see what you need to pray for, see what's going on, see what how you can help and assist someone in a
yes.
time of need, amen?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And Jesus teaches that. He gave an example of that. He himself being the chief cornerstone, he gave an example to his family, gave an example to us from day to day through his word, through his spirit. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work. That's part of that good work. Amen. That's part of good work. They go to your credit in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Go to your credit in Christ. Number three. God's word don't give up. Number three. Sustain. God's word sustain us in difficult times. We live in a difficult time now. To some degree, we live in a difficult time. These times we're living in, different time than before. Amen. God is our sustainer. God is our source. Now I'm a road. God is our provider. Praise God. He is a wonder. Wonder never ceases. Praise God. I say wonders never ceases. Not only God in this service. God knows about our circumstance. He knows about your circumstance, what you're going through, what you're in the midst of, what's happening right now. He's not taken by surprise about that. He knows exactly what's going on, what's happening, what's taking place. He's bigger than our problems. Praise God, hallelujah. He's a problem solver. Amen. You know, he can't solve. Goliath ain't nothing to him. Took him down. But he is a problem solver, praise God. Amen. So let your heart not be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in me, Christ said, according to John 14:1. But God said, trust in him, trust in his word. There's no weapon formed. Don't be formed. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. What an assurance. Amen. What a blessed assurance. What a blessed assurance. So assurance of God, eternal protection in your life, your family life, your children life, your husband life, your wife life, your grandchildren, in your life from day to day. What a blessing. What a comfort. What a joy. Amen. If you can you feel overwhelmed at what's going on, God got you. God got you. And he's going to guide you, lead you to the rock. They're higher than you are, higher than me. They're higher than we are. The rock that can see more clearly than what you can see. Amen. Because God wonders, never see. Oh, what a wonder he is. He wonders, never see, praise God. Even though you may have weeping, weeping may endure for a night, a day or whatever, you got inspiration to it. But God said his joy coming. When? In the morning. Let it be your morning time now, saying. Let it be your morning time right now. Psalm 30:5. Let it be your morning time that you learn to trust in the living word of God. Amen. Psalm 28. Learn to trust in the living God. Trust in his word. Trust and stand on his word. Always. Amen. God's word never fails. Amen. But learn to stand in the word, stay on the word of God. Learn to trust in the word of God. Learn to be a prayer warrior, amen, from beginning to end, from noon, day, night, wherever it happens to be. Learn to be a true prayer warrior for one another and for the things God called command to your life and what circumstance you find yourself in. Learn to trust and stand on the word of God. Stand on his holy promises. Amen?
Amen.
Psalms, you got Psalm 28?
Yes.
6-8.
And the word of God reads, Psalm 28, verse 6-8. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication.
It is good that God heard the voice of your supplication, the voice of your meditation, the voice of your prayer. What a blessing.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is my strength.
Yes, he is.
And my shield.
My God.
My heart trusted in him.
Do I trust in him?
My heart trusted in him.
Amen. Amen.
And I am helped.
Praise God.
Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices.
Greatly rejoices.
And with my song I praise him.
Amen.
The Lord is their strength.
Yes.
And he is the saving strength of his anointed.
Is he what now?
He is the saving strength of his anointed.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Yes. God's word is true from morning to noon. From begin to end and back again. That word never fails, amen. His word can never fail. There's no failure in God. I say there's no failure in God, amen. And we thank God for his Holy Spirit and Holy Word. It goes in Psalm 27.
Amen.
Verse 1:4-5-14.
Amen. Psalm 27:1, and it says, mm-hmm. The Lord is my life.
Yes, he is.
And my salvation.
My God.
Whom shall I fear?
Fear.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
Yes, he is.
Of whom shall I be afraid?
My God.
Verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord.
My God.
That I will seek after.
Yes.
That
yes.
I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
My God.
All the days of my life.
How many days?
All the days of my life. My life.
Mm-hmm.
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Verse 5.
Amen.
For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me.
In the time of trouble, saint.
In his pavilion.
My God.
In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me.
Amen.
He shall set me up upon a rock. Praise God. And verse 14. Verse 10 reads, when my father and my mother,
your father and your mother
forsake me,
my God,
then the Lord will take me up.
Yes.
Verse 14, wait on the Lord.
Yes.
And be of good courage.
What kind of courage?
Be of good courage.
That they told Joshua.
And he shall strengthen thine heart.
He said, God said he shall.
Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Go to Psalm 29.
Psalm 29. He's working me tonight, y'all. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Go right ahead. Psalm 1, 2, 3.
One,
Amen.
Two, three, four.
Exactly. Psalm 29.
Yes.
It's verses 1. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty.
Yes.
Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord
My
the
God.
Glory. Do his name.
Do his name.
Worship
God.
The Lord in the beauty
of holiness, praise God.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters.
Yes.
The glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
Oh, my goodness.
The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars.
Yes.
Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf.
All right, now.
Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn.
Yes, yes.
Oh, the voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire.
All right, now.
The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness in wilderness.
Yeah.
The voice.
My God.
The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh.
Yes.
The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory.
Everyone.
The Lord sitteth upon the flood.
My God.
Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people.
To his people.
The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Bless you with peace. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
With peace from the Prince of Peace. Amen. Amen. From the Maker of Peace. He will give you peace. Praise God. God, and this is your storm in life, and this is your trial and testing. God will be right there with you as you through that storm, through that valley, bring you out on the other side, praise God.
Yes,
that's what my God will do.
Yes,
that's what my Heavenly Father will do.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Oh, sure. Bless God. We love you. Praise you. Thank you for that, Lord.
Yes.
God wants us to trust him with every troubling situation. God comes through on his promises. Amen. And work things out for our good.
Amen.
Yes, he does. He works things out for our good. How you know that? Well, yeah. Let me see. And you know that all things work together.
So
his word says so, for good to them who love God. Are you them that love God? Are you child of God, the son of God, the daughter of God, praise God? That includes you.
Uh-huh.
It worked out for your good, praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. When God's people restore and draw near to him in worship, listen to this, he always draws near to them in response. I'll say that again. When God's people restore and draw near to him in worship, he always draws near to them in response.
Amen.
God responds to that worship.
Oh,
he can respond to two worship things. Let us be more, let us be more of a true worshiper. I am the true worshiper.
Amen.
That's our song. Let us be more of that true worshiper today than ever before. Amen. We have learned to trust in God and hold on to his promises, praise God, and his unchanged hand. God can turn a mourning into joy. God can comfort us in difficult times, praise God. God can make us rejoice in sorrow. And there is hope for tomorrow, praise God. God's word, don't give up. Matthew 7:7. God's word, don't give up.
Amen.
Keep on ASK in prayer. Matthew 7:7. Keep on ASK in prayer. Keep on doing that in prayer. I don't care what that means. Amen. Matthew 7:7. Chapter 7, verse 7, verse. Don't give up. Keep asking.
Matthew 7:7 says, ask, and it shall be given you.
Yeah, Jesus speaking. Amen. Praise God.
And ye seek.
Seek.
And ye shall find.
Uh-huh.
Knock, and
yes,
the door shall be open unto you.
Praise God. The God word right now. Go to God in prayer. Ask these things. You know, they know in your heart. A-S-K. Asking. Seeking. And knocking.
Amen.
Amen. Let him in. Pray without ceasing to the glory of God. Pray without ceasing to the glory of God. God's word never fails. Jesus never fails. The Holy Spirit never fails. They never lose their power, praise God. They never lose their power. The blood never loses the power either. But God, thank God for his holy word. And God's people never lose the power. God's word, don't give up, saints. Keep trusting the word of God and obeying your word and keep letting God know your heart and your soul, your spirit, and let him know who you are. He all know you who you are. But let God know that God has a divine destiny plan, DDP, for your life. A divine destiny plan for your life, saints, according to Jeremiah 29:11. God, he know who you are. He know what's going on. You know, nobody is in the same situation. They keep your faith. Keep your faith. Keep trusting him. Keep obeying him. And keep coming to him in prayer. Amen. Keep meditating on the word of God. And keep trust in him. Amen. Draw nigh to him. And he shall draw nigh unto you.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. We thank God for that word. God's word. Don't give up. The man of God shared a powerful message tonight. And especially in the times that we're living in, because indeed there are many that are giving up because of the circumstances of life that tend to come. And once one tragic situation occurs, or once one negative situation occurs, and another one, it tends to weigh one down. But the man of God shared tonight that as a child of the Most High God, don't give up. You have God's word to stand on. The word of God tells us that we are to live by, praise God, every word
mm-hmm.
that proceeds out
yeah.
of the mouth of God.
Yes, yes.
And when we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, we have the blessed assurance and the promise of God that his word will never fail. Huh? His word will never fail, praise God. I thank God for the word tonight. The man of God said God's word keeps us on the path of righteousness, and obedience activates God's blessings. Obedience activates God's promises and God's benefits. Oh, there is so much assurance that we have in the word of God. We just, all we have to do is, as the man of God said, if you just have just that mustard seed faith, and then a mustard seed is not very big at all. And then God is so gracious that if we don't even have that mustard seed faith, he gave us, he said he gives all a measure of faith. So at least we all have some faith to start with. Huh? Praise God. So we thank God for this word tonight. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. That just keeps resonating in my spirit, because there are many that are really going through right now. COVID-19 has taken the life of so many.
Lost
and there are many that have lost loved ones.
Yes,
there are many
yes.
that have lost jobs.
Yes,
there are
yes, yes.
many that have lost relationships.
Yes,
and again, many,
mm-hmm.
because of the loss,
yes,
are ready to throw in the towel. But we came here to tell you tonight, through the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit, be encouraged.
Amen. Be encouraged, saints.
And don't give up. The same God, oh yes, that was with the children of Israel as they were going through the wilderness, as they crossed the Red Sea. The same God back then, hallelujah. He's the same God now. Our God, he does not change. And he is there for you. All you have to do is just look to the hills from which cometh your help, knowing that your help, praise God, comes from the Lord. Don't give up. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and take time to open the phone lines tonight for those that would like to share in this message, those that may have a testimony, even of when they may have felt like giving up, but God came through for them.
Amen.
Oh, yes, praise God. Or those that just might have an encouraging word for others. As the man of God shared, we have to know how to edify one another, to build one another up in encouragement and in the word of God. Is there one tonight? Go ahead and press one on your dial pad if you'd like to share in this word tonight. Don't give up, praise God. Hallelujah. We have one. Go right ahead, Mother Pat Gallo. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh, yes. Praise God. Pastor, that was a good word, and I'm going to steal your, I think you call them acronyms, ASAP. We usually
yes,
say as soon as possible. But no, I'm going to start saying, always say a prayer, because you know when
Amen.
We call on God, God hears our prayers. And the other
yes,
thing I was encouraged by is this: never, never give up. Don't give up on God.
Amen.
Don't give up on yourself, because when you
Amen.
Pray, you got to believe that God heard your prayer, for one thing, and then knowing that God heard your prayer, if you go give up, the very second you give up, your answer could have been right there for you. So
Amen.
Never give up. I don't care how long it take, what it look like. Keep speaking that word of God over yourself. Encourage yourself like David did when he was going through.
Amen.
We have to encourage ourselves all the time. We
yes,
have to encourage ourselves. And when next week, I believe you're going to have for the testimony. I want to share my testimony next week. But I want to say this. In our family, we have an old saying, no quits here. No quits. No quits. We cannot give up.
Okay.
We can only give up for God's sake. It's time.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
But when God did not say quit, he said, stand therefore. He didn't say not to stand. So that's what I want to share with you. As a good word, never give up. I don't care what it looks like. Don't give up.
Amen.
Be encouraged.
Amen.
Thank you for that word. Thank you for that word.
Amen. You, Mother Pat, praise God, having done all to stand. That's what the word of God says. We stand, praise God, having done all to stand, stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Pat. Caller, your last four digits are 8761. 8761. Go right ahead, please.
Hey, this is Brother Lewis. How you guys doing this evening?
Yes, Deacon Lewis, praise God for you.
Listen, just want to share a couple of things that I got out of the word tonight, such as God's word does not give up on us, so we shouldn't give up on the word. If you're in the world, you will not, you know, if you're in the word, you won't give up. Because the word said, the word of God says that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So, in other words, in dark times, there's our light there. It's in the Word. You know? So, being in the Word gives us the direction and the hope that we need in a dark world.
Yes.
So, the Word gives us so that we can go forward. And the last couple of things I wanted to share is that Christ is the living Word which shapes us. And so, you know, I really thank the Lord for preachers and teachers because, you know, it's through them that we're able, especially a new convert in the word, they need to be taught. They need to hear the preaching of the word because that's where the word gives light and the word is a light.
Yes.
So be blessed.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. God bless you, Deacon Lewis.
Thank
you. That is so powerful. Yes. Yeah. The word, as the man of God here says, that the word of God is a light unto your feet and a lamp unto your pathway. Yes, we all experience, the word of God tells us that we will come and we will experience tribulation. We're going to have afflictions in this world. There will be those dark times.
Mm-hmm.
But as Deacon Lewis just shared with us, when you have the word of God, it is that light that will be able to lead you through those paths of darkness because the word of God illuminates, praise God.
Yes, yes.
It illuminates any darkness, praise God. Darkness and light cannot stay in the same space. Once the light comes and the word of God is the light, darkness is diminished. It vanishes away. So we give God praise for his word tonight. Hallelujah. Is there another? And we have a few more minutes left into the broadcast. Praise God. If there is anyone else that would like to share, hallelujah, in the study of this word. Well, we give God all the praise and all the honor and glory. And as Pastor Jasper shared earlier tonight, you have the opportunity to be able to know the God of this word, this precious word, the mighty God of this word. And you can know him through his son, Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9-10, as Pastor Whitehurst quoted tonight, says that if you just believe upon the Lord Jesus and you confess him with your mouth and believe him upon him in your heart and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. And so the word tells us all we have to do is confess him with our mouth. Just say, simply, if you don't know the Lord God tonight, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you tonight to just pray a simple prayer and ask him to come in your heart. Say, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. And that confession, that's the first step. Then you believe, and I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And I believe that he came and that he lived and that he died and that he was resurrected for my sin. And I believe, Lord, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, simply to come into my heart and take over my life. Be Lord of my life for the rest of my life. Hallelujah. And if you prayed that simple prayer, you're saved tonight. Hallelujah. You are saved tonight. Your spirit, absent from this body, is present with the Lord. Forevermore, hallelujah, your name has been written in the Lamb's book of life, and the angels of heaven are rejoicing right now on your behalf, and we rejoice with you. So find yourself a Bible-believing church. If you are a new Christian, new convert, find yourself a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church that you can grow in the Lord. And we just give God praise, and we will pray for you. If you want to connect with us, just you can do so through our website at New Season Men, newseasonmin.org. Praise God. Also, too, as Mother Gallo mentioned, we are going to have a TNT service. A Thanksgiving and testimony program on November the 29th. If you know that God has blessed you and that you have a powerful testimony that can bless others, I'm going to ask you that you connect with us. You can do that either via our email at newseasonsintl@yahoo.com, or you can give us a call at 404-281-0799, and we would like to hear from you. Over the next week or so, I will be taking those that want to be a part of this powerful testimony service, and we will make a place for you to be able to give your testimony to our listening audience. As I shared earlier, the Word of God powerfully tells us that, and they are won by the word of the Lamb and the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Praise God. Well, we thank every one of you for tuning in tonight. We thank God for the word that went forth and pray that it was a blessing to you. We ask that you go forth this week, share the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with those that need to know that in this dying world, there is a living Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. Praise God. Go forth this week and be blessed.
And
to God be all the glory. We love you and have an awesome week.
Love you. God bless.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praise? Your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. it. Take it up and give him praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
Come on, you ought to lift your hands and praise him now.